I like the way
that's
that
valid.
Sounds.
Yeah. How badly needed was a win, not just a win, but a win like that that allowed people to have a little breathing room and gain some confidence?
Yeah, we played the right way. We managed the blue lines. Our tracking was right. Our ability to create plays, but it was coming from hard work. And I felt that we had those pieces of our games in the past. We didn't connect offensively. And today we did. So it's so many good things happened today. Like, played well as a team. I think Elvis made some key saves at key times. Boone Jenner, like being recognized tonight, Silly's first goal. Patrick Laine, the way he played, he was working hard. So a lot of good things.
This morning about Zach and Boquist being together, how integral were they? They had 6 points combined. Integral were they tonight?
Yeah, they were in sync. They were reading off each other really well. Their defensive gap was right. They broke a lot of plays in the D zone, so we could break out. So it was a real good game for those two.
As you were fragile at times, or at least you've agreed to it over this stretch of games. When did you feel that break tonight? Was there a moment where you felt like you finally had your team back, where they were just playing and making quick decisions? Did you see that?
Well, like I said, I've seen it in parts over the last 10 games. But we broke at the wrong times, and we made the wrong play at the wrong time that ended up in our goal, and then we weren't able to recover. What I like today is we were able to push the pace, even when we were up 3-0, then 3-1, but we stepped pushing the pace and pushing the pace. Our second period was outstanding, probably our best of the year. So I liked the mindset of our team. The way we kept pushing and sticking to the plan, sticking to the process, and it paid off.
Werenski has not been pleased with his play at times this year. How much patience have you had to show with him, just given what he's coming back from? And as the Gus Nyquist from a couple of years ago, when he took a while to come back the next season, has that sort of been a reference point for you for this?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we know Z is a top defenseman. This game is Detroit was outstanding, and tonight he was really good. It's getting there. It's getting more consistent. But when you miss a full year, it takes time, and we need to recognize that. We want to push our players, but we also need to have realistic objectives for those guys. But overall, for Z and all of our guys, I like the growth. I like how we're growing as a team. And how we're pushing together to get better, and how they accept to play the right way. And tonight was a good example.
You mentioned Laine earlier. Did you get the response from him that you wanted tonight?
100%. He played. Was a good pro tonight. Played hard. Made some of the right decisions with the puck at times. He had to put the puck behind the defenseman, not trying to make the next play. He had some real good trackings. Had some poise with the puck when he had to. And that goal was a great pass from Fantilli, but he's driving the net, so he's in the position to score, so I really like this game.
When you come off of what you guys just went through, how important was it to just have a game where you have fun? You know, like, fun's part of the game, right? That's why you guys want to play.
Yeah,
it's
a big part of the game, and we try to keep it fun and try to reinforce the positives. And but a night like tonight, obviously everybody has a piece to it. Everybody feels involved. The atmosphere is good. They've been working hard. Even when before the game, I really liked how positive we were as a team, and keep digging and keep grinding and staying positive in a lot of regards. And tonight I thought that things came together, and it's only one game, we know it, but it was a good game, and it's a good foundation for us.
That positivity and feeling like that has been with your team pretty much going into every game, which is, I mean, how is that remarkable that you go through stretch like this and the team doesn't like start hanging their heads, they just keep coming to play?
Well, we have a good room, and I nothing has ever been achieved being negative. But you have to be honest and you have to address the problems and then you move on. And that's, I think that's what we've been really good at as a team, is we address the situation and then we move on and then we prepare for the next day. And but we have a real good room. Our leaders on the team, our veteran players are doing a real good job at that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On the ice tomorrow at noon for the party. Everybody have a thanks. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you. Be safe.